It's 4:06. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, politicians are now weighing in on the debate over whether or not to vaccinate. We'll talk about the debate over public health and personal choice.
First, along with eating well and exercising, it might be time to add writing to your health and wellness program. New research shows that writing doesn't just reduce doctor visits and improve memory. It can also lead to behavioral changes and improve happiness.
The idea goes like this. We all have stories that we tell ourselves about our lives, but they may not always be accurate. By writing stuff down, we can see things more clearly and find solutions, maybe even change the narrative. For example, instead of seeing ourselves as someone with bad luck, we can write ourselves as someone who overcomes hardships.
Timothy Wilson joins us now. He's a professor of psychology at the University of Virginia and the author of Redirect, Changing the Stories We Live By, which is just out in paperback. Timothy, welcome to Central Time.
Great to be here. Thank you, Veronica.
Well, could you start us off by telling us about a study that you did at Duke University where students who were struggling used writing, some of them, to get out of their slump?
Well, this is kind of what got me into this whole area. Years ago, I did this study where, like most college professors, I noticed that first-year students often struggle. They've done very well in high school, but then along comes that first test, maybe in calculus or psychology, and they get a bad grade. Well, what happens next depends very much on what the story is they tell themselves. It could be a very pessimistic story that they're just not cut out for college, and that's going to confirm itself because if that's what they think, they're not going to study and they'll keep doing poorly. Or they could tell themselves a more positive, optimistic story that, hey, this is a wake-up call. I just need to figure out the ropes here. So our study basically tried to change that story from the negative to the positive one, and we did so by bringing them in and just for about a half hour giving them some statistics showing that grades get better after the first year, and then we had them watch some videotaped interviews of older students who reinforced that message. And lo and behold, that 30-minute little what I call story editing intervention led them to do better in their courses. They got better grades over the next year compared to a control group, and they were more likely to stay in college.
Okay, so how can we replicate that same idea with writing? You used videos and some testimonials. How do we do it by ourselves with writing?
Sure. Well, I think there's several ways we can try to change our own stories, but there are these really great writing exercises that social psychologists have developed. And they're best used when, you know, maybe there's something that's troubling us we can't quite seem to get beyond, maybe a argument we had with someone or something that happened to us. And it turns out that just taking out a piece of paper and maybe two or three nights in a row for about 15 minutes writing about our deepest feelings about this incident, opening up is a way to... What really it seems to do is to get people to view it in a different light. They find a better story, if you will, to explain what happened to them. And one particular technique that researchers have looked at recently is to write about ourselves from a third-person perspective, as if we were a fly on the wall. That seems to be better than... say we had an argument with someone and we want to write about it. It's not so great just to rehash it and say, well, I said this and then she said that and we just kind of re-experience the bad feelings. But if we pretend we're a fly on the wall looking at this from a third person perspective, sometimes they recommend we even use our own names as if we were writing about someone else. So I would say, well, Tim did that, and then Tim did this, and that gives us a little distance and makes us view it in a way that often allows us to move on.
So let's say you write it down, you use the third person as you just did in that example. How then do you get to the conclusion part? Do you read it over? Do you ruminate about it? How do you get the most out of what you've just written?
Well, it seems that it's the act of writing that triggers this new meaning, that you don't really have to go back and read what you write that much, is what the studies tend to show. You know, I think any writer will tell you that the act of writing is a creation. It just the act of putting, pen to paper or fingers to the keyboard, I guess, is a way to make us look at things differently than we did before.
Is this kind of the same thing as journaling?
Well, it could be. But I think what prevents us from doing it is we don't want to focus on the things that trouble us. It can be painful to do so. And indeed, the researcher who really pioneered this technique, a guy by the name of James Pennebaker, he found that when he asked people to do it, they'd often become upset in the moment. Sometimes they cry. And I think that's why we tend to avoid it. It is hard to confront these things. But by so doing, we can move on and get beyond it by finding new meaning in these events.
Can this be used for someone who's maybe experienced an acute trauma, a specific traumatic event that they need to be able to reframe and move past?
Well, what I think the research shows is don't do it too soon. That indeed, some of the techniques that are used to help people who witness terrible things, ask them to, as soon as possible, to relive them. And I think that's a mistake, because if we relive an event too soon, it actually can imprint those events in our memories. So I think the best advice is to let some time pass, see how we're feeling in a couple of weeks, say, and then take out that piece of paper and give ourselves a little distance to write about it. Now, of course, I assume it goes without saying that if someone is in serious distress, you know, then they should seek help. And sometimes psychotherapy is called for, and that's a good thing. But if it's something that we can just let stew a little while, get a little distance from, then do the writing.
So to get us motivated, what are some of the most dramatic benefits that you've seen from doing this practice?
Well, do you mean me personally?
Stories of people you may have come across.
Yeah, well, I think from the research studies, and again, a lot of these are by James Pennebaker at the University of Texas. He has had people everywhere from Holocaust survivors to people who have had severe traumas, to all sorts of the terrible things life can deal us. And again, as long as people have a little distance from it, it seems to prevent them from ruminating so much about these events and leads to better health. I'm not going to claim this is a magic bullet that works for everyone, but I think it's really worth a try just to force ourselves to find new meaning in these events.
Given what you've seen in terms of the research, would you recommend that we take this up as a daily habit, or is this something you should just pull out of your bag of tricks when you need some help?
Well, it really depends on the person. I mean, some people love keeping journals and write a little bit every night, and I think that's great. I'm not such a person. I'd rather read a book at night. But I think, the times I've done this personally, it's taken some effort. I really had to force myself to write about something that's troubling me. But when I do, it seems to help.
Well, Timothy, thank you so much for joining us today.
You're welcome. Great to be here.
Timothy Wilson is a professor of psychology at the University of Virginia and the author of Redirect: Changing the Stories We Live By, which is just out in paperback.